with full body weight, he couldn't reach me. But then Ruben moved the heads of Shimon, but the time that Ruben throws the heads, Shimon has already the shield in front of him. Then Levi, in order to manipulate that the heads should reach Shimon, he runs and moves away the shield. So Ruben is not hiding. Why? Because at the time, furthermore, even if Ruben would be the same fellow who did both things, Shimon was, in other words, Ruben tried to kill Shimon. And Shimon tried to defend himself by holding his shield in front of his face. And then Ruben stands to distance and he throws the heads. And then he runs so fast, he removes the shield. And because of that, his own head reaches Shimon and kills him, so Ruben suffers. Why? Because at the time when he let the head go, so it wasn't destined to kill Shimon. So it was Mitzikidil. So that's that one. Alright, so Rabbi said, now, so then, the Rebbe passed it. Now let's see the Rambam. פרקזיים עצרים ומאז ברוך ילבי הזה יקרים לי שגג לארץ והוא הועיל אותך תוקם וכי נמחה ושוב לבין נדע לסתם
it's not wrong. And Tinsus is Chayyim.
Take this guys. Then there is another machlokes sheni. The Rambam says that the sound called kososis is high. How about the one who dropped the kele is high? So the Rambam says the next hour. Hazel kli shol chaveru v'shakata v'kovu chososin shol balakli v'kidim balakli v'hinser akor hazel chay shezrikosin hu agen v'morishin mishkir asakim. So again, the Rambam sheet is now Rambam says that both are potter. The Mizanik is potter because he didn't do the Mizanik. The Zerik is potter because it's physically direct. At the time when he dropped it, it wasn't destined to break. Now the Rif says that according to Remeya, the Tom didn't come in, so then the Messiah comes also in Israel. Now, and the Rambam passes like the Rif. But then the Rambam mentions another Rif, that according to Mandoma, the Gami is higher, so not only the Messiah comes also in Israel, the Zerik of the Gli is also higher. Even though it was Nifsike Giradoi, there was an obstruction at the time. But Gamiz, in other words, the Aruchayot, Nifsike Giradoi only implies that he is not considered a Mazik Yadai. But Gamiz is, since in the end, he did break because of the other factor, the Kol Mochsoses were removed, so the Meir is high. So the Rambam says, the Aruchayot, Hazel Krisho Habir Meshakaka, the Kol Mochsoses were removed. Bikitim balakim beitzer akorim hazel chayim shezrikosi wagir horish shemir asakim. So bikitim achem sokom shneim chayim hagirim beamstalik sheshneim gomu abim bomeni shofim. So the Rambam says on this Omer Avraham we reisi shibush because hazel chayim poter bepsike pire beamstalik im kibim yarav devim chayim vim kibim achem poter but the zeder kisayim. But the Rambam pshit is that the Misalik like the Rif, that the Misalik is higher, Misalik Gami, and even the Zerik is also higher. So as far as the Zerik is concerned, it's another machlokes, whether the Aloche of Nifsike Giradoi implies that he is no Mazik at all, since at the time of his Maisi, he was protected, and it wasn't destined to result in any damage. So the Mele is not even a Gami, or it only implies that he is not a Mazik Giradoi, but a Gami is. But there is a machlokes between the Rif and some other Rishani in regard to the Misalik of Mososes. So the Rif says that Misalik is considered Gami, and other Rishani hold it's not considered Gami. Now, the Miri in Borokame, so he agrees with the Sheet of the Rif and the Rambam that according to Mandoma, the Gami is higher, so the Misalik of Mososes is higher. But he says one thing. If the Misalik is not the owner of the Korum Mechsosis, but suppose, let's say, the Misalik is the owner of the Korum Mechsosis, let's say, Ruvein, let's say, dropped a kele of that belongs to Shimon. He dropped it from the roof. And then, at that time, there were many pillows spread out in the street, on the ground. So it wasn't destined to break. Who was the owner of those pillows? Shimon was the owner, Levi was the owner of the Kol Mochsoses. And then, Levi, he saw that Reuven dropped a kele, so he removed the Kol Mochsoses. His own Kol Mochsoses. Thereby making the kele to break. So the Rambam says, in such a case, so Levi is one. Where he agrees with the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam that according to Mandoma Gami is higher, so the Misalik has a din of the Gami. But that's only if the Misalik is not the owner of the Korum Chosis. But if the Misalik is the owner of the Korum Chosis, he has the right to say, listen, it's my property. I have the right to take away my property. But I have to worry about you. It's my property rights. So I have a right to take it away any moment I want. And then, of course, the motive is not important. The fact that he did with malicious intent, that's not of significance. The question is whether he's a mazik or he's not a mazik. If he is a mazik, so even without malicious intent, he should hire. If he's not a mazik, you cannot even hire him just because he has malice. So the Miri says, he agrees with the Rambam, that Misalikim Kolov so says is higher, according to Mandom Adel Gamin is higher. But that's only if the Misalikim Kolov so says is not the owner of the Kolov. But if the Misalikim of the Kolov so says is the owner of the Kolov so says, then he's Potter. And it's much more from the motion of the delay. You could. I mean, they say that all that the Miri says is, that when is it considered Galmi, then Morten Kome, only the Misalikon Kome sources, it doesn't own the Kome sources. But if he is the owner of the Kome sources, so then it's not Galmi but it's Kome, but it's not the Stabber. Because Monefshah, the whole argument of the Miri is, if he's the owner of the Kome sources, so that's his property right? It's my property! I want to take it away! Who can force me to keep the Korum of Sosis? The Korum of Sosis under management. So Memele, for the same reason, it should not even be considered Gome. Not only it shouldn't be considered Gami, not even Gome. So that's the pashtus of the Pshat in the Mir. That if the owner is the Misalik, so because of his property rights, so it's not even considered a Geir. It's not even Gome. What does it mean? It only means he just refrains from doing a teve, a chesed, to the other. He's not a mazik. He takes away his property as a wife. Of course, as a result of his refusal to help out the other fellow whose caliph is about to fall, so the other fellow will have damage. But he's not a mazik. He has a wife. It's his property right to take away his property. Anytime he wants. Now let's apply it to this. Now, it seems with Fias Roy, it seems that the Dafshe should not come within the concept of a Hokhazizon. Vahakhazizon. But, now, the Arishim who are here, the Arishim Shin Kovetzis, who are here, and who say, that even if the owner of the Korum of Sosis, so is the one who is misaling the Korum of Sosis, he's still Chayim. And he's gone. He's gone. Now, here, we have a similar situation. In other words, with Shimon has a case. And then, for some time, Reuven did not have the case. And since Shimon had the Keser, so many pedestrians were kept on walking, even though Reuven could have acted very toughly and told all the pedestrians, you cannot step on my grounds. But Reuven was good natured. He didn't mind that pedestrians keep on walking behind the Keser. So it was not Rabbi Yoshua. But he could have stopped them. And because of that, because of Reuven's acquiescence in letting pedestrians walk behind the Keser, so that maintained sufficient strength in the ground, and the Keser, because of that, did not collapse. Now all of a sudden, Reuven decides, he'll build the case of it. On his own bounds, he builds the case of it. But by doing that, as long as he did not build the case cell, there couldn't be any damage to the case cell, because there was a certain matter. So it is similar to the situation of someone dropping a caliph from the roof, and there are pillows on the ground in the street. So in other words, so the pillows are the matzilim. The pillows are the matzilim against the hezek. Here too, as long as there was no case of Reuven, he came down with Amos from Shimon's case cell, So then there was a certain matzah. What was the matzah? The walking, the stepping by the pedestrians. Over there, the matzah in the pillows, or in the case when someone throws a chetz, let's say Ruben throws a chetz against Shimon, but Shimon holds a shield. So the shield is the matzah. And then somebody moves away, removes the shield, so he eliminates the matzah. Here too. There was the cake cell is exposed to the possibility of ultimate collapse, except for the fact there is a certain matzil. What is the matzil? The ability, the accessibility of this area to step upon. That's the matzil of the case. Then, when the woman decides to move away, to build the Ketzel here, so in effect remove the Kohen Chosset. Over there, the Matzil consisted of the Kohen Chosset. Here, the Matzil consisted of the free space over an area of Daladamas to walk upon, to step on. Now, he's removing this, he eliminates the availability of a Daladamas space to be stepped. So it's like the Misali Kohen Chosset. Now, so according to the Miyoni now, and it doesn't make any difference whether we agree with the Shittas of him or we agree with the Shittas of the other Shittas, who say that if according to Mandola the Dami is higher, so, but here is Potter, because they hold this is not Dami, this is common. This is common. But Aloha of Achokas Mizokin applies to Roman too. That's the Gemara further. This is common Mizokin also. In order to apply the Aloha of Achokas Mizokin, it doesn't have to be Dafki Mazik Yadayim. It can even be Gome. So there is also Achokas Mizokin. So the middle, it doesn't make any difference whether we agree with the Sheet of the Leaf and the Rambam or the Sheet of the Adam Hashemi. Would say that Misal Kohen Chosset is better to pay, even according to the mayor, the Gami is higher. So they hold it's not Gami, but Gome it is, and Gome also comes within the category of Hachokas Mizoki. Hachokas Mizoki. Gemara says, if that is Gome Mizok Mosa, even though he'll be better of Tashmim, but it can be restrained. It can be restrained. So the mayor, if we say like the Miri, if we say like the Miri, that when do we say that the Misalik is higher? Only if the Misalik is not the owner of the Kohen Chosset. But if the Misalik is the owner of the Kohen Chosset, so then it's not Gami. And the plain pshat in the Miri is, if he is the owner of the Kohen Chosset, so not only it's not Gami, it's not even Gami, because it's his property right. He can do with his property whatever he wants. He wants to break his property, he can break. He wants to spit on it, he can spit on it. He wants to take it away, he can take it away. That's his property right. So here too, what is he doing? He's setting up a case cell, and he's occupying. He's interfering with the accessibility and the availability of a continuous piece of land of Dalet Ames to be stepped upon. He removes the mazik, so he removed the Kohen Chosset. By setting up a case cell, so he removes the accessibility of a continuous piece of land to be set upon. But it's his piece of land. So the name of the Kohen Chosset cannot be considered a mazik. It cannot be considered not even Gomer, not only not Gami, but not even Gomer. Mashem came according to the Mishem, who actually can immediately, and who say that it doesn't make any difference whether the Misalik is the owner of the Kohen Chosset, or the Misalik is not the owner of the Kohen Chosset, so it can be considered as a mazik. And the Amishim who say that according to Mandoma, that the Gami is higher, so the Misalik is higher to pay, even if the Misalik is the owner of the Kohen Chosset. So here too, There is a matzil, but by building the ketzel, in effect, eliminates the matzil. So he eliminates the accessibility of this land for stepping upon. So Mimele is considered the Mazik. So currently, that's the Machlokes. I mean, the Machlokes between Tesis of Dawah and Tesis of Bey is in the same Machlokes as between the Mir and Dawah Shemin in regard to a Bisalic home of Sosis when the owner is the Bisalic. So that's the Machlokes.
Thursday.
Shabbat is the third, and then the Ramadan Shabbat is the fourth. There is a big guy coming here, I didn't name. There is a big guy coming here. So they are given as we know. So whose case, which case was not found? Which case was not found? The second case. Shimon was the first one to set up a case. And then Reuben was the second one. And he built at first the case. And then Rochel Adamus. Then this case, Rochel Adamus, collapsed. So the Aloch is. So the Nofal has reference to the case cell built by the second one, not by the first one. That the Nofal has reference to the case cell built by the first one. Now we call Shimon as the first one. Okay. So he said, the Haidi Nofal. A case of Haber. The Hohe Perush. Me show your case with some of the case of Haber. Kikin Shime. So he also called Shime the first one. Kikin Shime show your case like Bimar. Some of the case of Hubin show him in Mizra. Kikin Shime show your case with Bimar. Some of the case of Hubin show him in Mizra. No, Shamech, can't you? Hubin is the first one. And then Hubin is the first one. And he built the case on the Mizra side. And then Shimon, the second one, so he built the case on the Mayro side, opposite Reuben's case. Reuben's case. So Shimon is the second one. We saw Shimon the head, the Rochel Adamus. Then we know about case of Reuben. Reuben is the first one. So, and then the case on the first one collapsed. If you should say the all of us are there, so if you build, it is similar to the, it's not the Rambam's pshat, but just as the Rambam mentions a case cell that is perpendicular, so he also mentions a case cell that is perpendicular. So, So cannot build a case of Acher with Zopay. So if you say to all of us, Aderech Umineya Hadafshe, show your tzrichim in Kain Kesel Shalimbeh, Shalem Lubinyeh, because if he'll build like this, so then he'll form a dead end. And then people will walk. So we'll only be able to go as far as this. So he has to move way down on this, so maybe the people will still be able to go through in an Alasi. In a diagonal way. So that's the fifth shot. That's why I'm here. Yes.
Why did this would apply even if the coastal of Reuben didn't fall down though? Why do we have to explain that the coastal of Reuben fell down? You could say that Shimon couldn't put the coastal up even if the first coastal didn't fall down. Why do we have to say the Nafa?
So he himself explains. We said, we know for case of Reuben, we use the machine in case of Reuben, so then, if you say, no, it's a terror, how many adapters should it take when you can case this Reuben? Shall we even be it? We hold no kitabe in that should be case of, shall not have, for commercial, V'cheskas keisel rubin, havachazoki romis, it's a big achidesh. If it's not nopal, then certainly he has no right to build the keisel bitzofi. And then he will effect the dachshin. But if it's nopal, and rubin did not as yet rebuild, so then we could argue that Shimon has a right to build the keisel. He doesn't interfere because here it's still poles. He didn't rebuild the keisel. So Kamashiron, true, right now it's still poles. And all the pedestrians even feel the keisel here. And there is a keisel here, but this keisel collapsed. So they'll be able to walk all the way. So it will not affect the dachshin. So the chiddush, so I could say that until Reuven rebuilds the keisel, so Shimon should not be restrained in building this keisel. So Kamashiron, true, that Reuven did not as yet rebuild the keisel, but he is destined to build the keisel now, maybe a week later, maybe a month later. So we are assuming, we are anticipating that sometimes in the future Reuven will rebuild the keisel. And once he rebuilds the keisel, if he doesn't move away this keisel for Ames from the place where Reuven's keisel was, so then there will be a dead end, and it will affect the dachshin. Now, let's see the various shittes. Now, many rishonim raise the question: How can Shimon impose a shibut on Reuven that Reuven should be obligated to provide dafshe for Shimon? Where is there such a halacha? After all, Reuven, by building the keisel within the ladanus of Shimon's keisel, he does not in any way damage. He just refrains from accommodating Shimon with the opportunity that pedestrians should be able to promote the strength of the ground. So, Ephraim ben Avraham, I think that's the Rashbos Chabad, it's actually not. So, he says that in Yochanan, like this, Shimon wouldn't possess a schus of dafshin, but only when Shimon was Rikiach Yerabim. So since the Melech had that schus, and the Melech, we can't ask how did the Melech acquire, because the Melech was an inner Melech. Can acquire many schusim, because the Melech wants it that way. So the one who buys it from the Melech acquired the same schus as the Melech. But in any other case, according to Rav Shlomo ben Avraham, so in the Rambam, so Shimon wouldn't have the schus. The Ram and the Ritva, they say that the Mishneh can be applied to a case where Shimon was Zechen Lahem. Now, the Reis Yosef in Simen Kuf Nun Hei mentions in the name of Rabbi Yeruchem that Rabbi Yeruchem is Chemikam on those Rishonim who say that if somebody is Zechen Lahem care, then he acquires a source of Dabshin. And Rabbi Yeruchem says, Bishlein in the case where he's Wakam Yira Melech, so then he can acquire that source, because the Melech had that source. So the Melech, he acquired the schusim of the Melech. But Zechen Lahem care, how does he acquire the schus? How? He says so. In other words, someone was Zechen Lahem care, there was ownerless territory. And then Shimon came, and he made the king Chazoki in a piece of land that was Hefker. He made the king Chazoki, and then he built the keisel. And at the time when he made the king Chazoki, he said that I want not only to acquire a title in this piece of land, I want to acquire a schus that whenever in the future a certain neighbor of mine, and a German neighbor, will try to build the keisel, that he should have to move away the Aladamis from my keisel, because I want to have investment right in the piece of land that somebody else will be zeichen. Somebody else. So Rabbi Yochanan says, even if he says so, even though Shimon was the first one to be zeichen the piece of land. Now, so what does it mean? There was a big piece of land. Let's say there was a big piece of land from here to here. And then Shimon came and he was only zeichen this piece of land. And the other piece of land, he wasn't zeichen. Then later on, Reuven came and he was in Chayim Tzavim. So then the Rav of Tfosei, in such a case, Ruth Shimon acquired the schus of Dashi. If that means that Shimon acquired the schus of Dashi in the other piece of land in which he didn't get higher. Because if Shimon had Kabbalah to acquire title in this piece of land too, so then he wouldn't be able. So Ruben wouldn't be able to acquire. So that means Shimon, when he was in Chanaev Keah, so he had Kabbalah only to acquire title in this piece of land, from here to here. Then, a year later, Ruben came, and he was given the Kenyan in this piece of land. So seeing Shimon was the first one, it's a big chiddush. So the Ram and the Ritva say, since Shimon was the first one to be Zeichen Lahevkeah and he wanted to acquire the source of Tavshe, so that imposes an encumbrance upon Reuben's property rights. Meirate says, Rabbi Yochanan says, how can, after all, when Shimon made Kirch HaZoken, he had Kabbalah to acquire title in this piece of land, but not in this piece of land. So Mele, he acquired full ownership in this piece of land. So like this piece of land, no one can interfere. But this piece of land, he didn't have Kabbalah to acquire title. So Mele, and then Reuben, a year later, becomes the owner of this piece of land. How can Shimon stop? So Rabbi Yochanan is chayvik on the land of the Ritva. And he says that the source of Dafche can only be visualized in connection with the case of Mekiah Lerabah. But it cannot be visualized in connection with the case of Zichron Ha'evkeah. Because Zichron Ha'evkeah, he has no authority to acquire a vested right in the future property of Reuben. So Joe, Shimon, when he was Mechabe, to be Zichron Ha'evkeah in this piece of land, had he wanted to acquire a title in this piece of land too, he could have acquired, but he didn't do it. So let him have timers against himself why he didn't acquire a title in the whole piece of land. The fact is that he was Mechabe to acquire a title only in this piece of land, not in that piece of land. So in other words, so he left this piece of land available for Reuben to be Zichron Ha'evkeah. And then Reuben did come later on and was Zichron Ha'evkeah. So how can he have his shibut upon Reuben? Just because Shimon was Zichron Ha'evkeah, and at that time he had an opportunity to be Zichron this too. So he made a mistake, a practical mistake. That's the shite of Rabbi Yochanan. It seems very stubborn. On the contrary, the deen of the Ritva and the Ram is a big chiddush. Now, the Chazmish, Achish Mishpat, so he says that if we call to the Ram and the Ritva, that if somebody is Zichron, when Shimon was Zichron Ha'evkeah, was the first one to Zichron Ha'evkeah, and he has Kabbalah to acquire his schus of Dafshe, so he acquires the vested right of Dafshe as against the second one, who will be Zichron Ha'evkeah later on. So it's only if Shimon, and that's also a star, that only if Shimon built the Kinsel before the second one Reuben acquired this piece of land. But suppose Reuben was Zichron Ha'evkeah this piece of land, and he didn't build any Kinsel. Then a year later, Reuben came along and was Zichron Ha'evkeah this piece of land. This piece of land. After Reuben was Zichron Ha'evkeah, this piece of land, Shimon decided he'll build a Kinsel here. A real Kinsel. And then demand, then impose upon Reuben the burden of Dafshe, of moving without doubt. Then he cannot go. And that's also his time. I mean, the whole thing of the Rav and the Ritva is a big chiddush. But, to say that Reuben, just because he was the first one to be Zichron Ha'evkeah, so he can impose a shibut upon Reuben, even if he decides to build the Kinsel after Reuben was Zichron Ha'evkeah, that's a little too much. Alright. Now, Now, so all these Rishayim who apply the Mishnah of Dash to a case of Rosh Hashanah, or to a case of Zichna Hepkeah, obviously hold that Dash does not come within the Halachah of Achokis Nisot. Why not? As the Ramban points out, because Dash is not Mazi. He just is Bnei himself. From accommodating the other shochan with the promotion of the firmness of the ground. So that's only an inyan of Menayah Tevibolo. It's Menayah's Chesed to somebody else, not Mazik. So it's not even a grove of Mazik. It's nothing. It's just Menayah Tevibolo. It's just a refusal to accommodate the other shochan with a certain chesed. So the melee doesn't come within the concept of Achokas Mizor. Now then, but takes less on the base, he says that it comes within the concept of Achokas Mizor. And furthermore, not only does it come within the concept of Achokas Mizor, it's more than an ordinary mazik. It's here the leg, and people have Yehis is here. Now let them say, how is that the mazik? And it should be considered even given away. Even given away, it should be considered. How is that a magic? How is that a magic? Now, so we have to understand. And why do the other Rishayim say it is a magic? And many Rishayim like actually the Ravom and the Ritmo, the Ram. So, and the Ramban, and things the Sayyid Dalek say it's not a mazik. What is it? He says, well, it should appear that the Ramban is right. It's only a year of Leah Levi Bolo. In other words, without stepping and treading by pedestrians, so then the ground will not disturb you. As a result of constant, of daily stepping by pedestrians, so it will become more stirred. So when he sets up a cave cell, he sets up a cave cell on his own grounds. He certainly has a right to set up a cave on his own grounds. So there he reduces the area that can be stepped. So he's just the active people. He refuses to let his property be stepped upon. So why should it be considered mazik? And things that our base says, not only is it considered mazi, but it's even considered a good girdle. I just want to go over a certain gemara in Bolokam. We'll come it up for both of the babies. Veyomagot. Veyomagot. Zorak li nereish agam. Vohoyo tachto kore uksosis. Vohachal visilko. Oikiden visilkom pota. My time vihidne vishad ye psuke mitz gigil. So Rabbi says, suppose Ruvein threw down, took Shimon's scale and they dropped it from the roof. Now, at the time when Reuven took Shimon's scale and got up on the roof from a high place and stopped and dropped it, so at that time, on the ground, in the street, there were many blankets, many pillows. So, at that time, if everything had remained in the status quo the way it was, at the time when Reuven let his hands go, found the Kele, and then the Kele was about to fall to the ground, so it was not destined to break, because on the street there were many blankets and pillows. Then Levi was standing in the street, he saw Reuven. Reuven saw, dropped the Kele, so he wanted to pull some shtick. Wanted to show that he's a wise guy, he pulled away all the blankets and all the pillows. So Mele, the Kele, fell now. not on the soft blankets, but it fell on the hard ground of the vicious rabbi. So it will. Now the question is, who has to pay? Who is liable to shim? To shim? Ruben, Levi, if Ruben had not dropped the keleg, it wouldn't have broken, even if Levi had removed the blankets. If Levi had not removed the blankets, so the keleg would not have broken, even though he dropped it from the top of the wall. So in other words, the damage was due to two factors. First, because Ruben dropped it. And also, it was due to the fact that Levi, in a split second, was able to move away all the pillows, all the blankets from the street. So Rabbi says, go with our brother. Ruben is potter. Ruben is potter. And Levi is potter. Now, why is Ruben potter? Why is Ruben? So Levi is potter because he didn't break the keleg. The keleg didn't break as a result of the blankets being removed. The keleg broke because of the dropping by Ruben, not because of the removal of the blankets. So that's the reason, so we understand very well as to why Levi is for that. Levi is only in comment. The keleg didn't break because of the removal of the blankets, but why should Ruben be for that? After all, he did. It did break because of the dropping from the roof. But at the time, when he dropped the keleg from the roof, there were blankets. Alright, so Ruben could every time say, I didn't intend to break it. Because I thought, I didn't know that Levi would be so vicious to remove the blankets. Alright, so he's ashamed. But don't avoid Levi. And that's certainly nothing in his normal because a person has to anticipate that people are very vicious. Some in melee, and other more later on. So Ruben should be hired. So Rabbi says, and that's a chidush. Rabbi says, my time of bidne de shadye psuke mifsike dira. Bidne de shadye psuke mifsike dira. Mifsike dira. In other words, at the time when Ruben did his act, when he dropped the keleg from the roof, it wasn't destined to break. So in other words, so Ruben is not considered as a man. In other words, if a person drops the keleg, so in other words, and then, so he manipulates to set in motion certain forces of nature. Certain forces of nature. So, all he did was just to let his enemies off the keleg. Just. And but then, by doing that, he set in motion certain forces. But at the time when he set the forces of nature in motion, it was not destined to break the keleg because there were blankets on the ground. So mainly it's not considered a matter. And the same halacha applies to the Ritzicha also. Let's say, suppose Shimon stands and he holds a shield